Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Today in Business from Wired.
ChatGPT can help doctors and hurt patients. The chatbot is tempting physicians with its ability to spout medical information, but researchers warn against trusting AI with tough ethical decisions. By Kari Johnson. Robert Pearl, a professor at Stanford Medical School, was previously CEO of Kaiser Permanente, a U.S. medical group with more than 12 million patients. If he was still in charge, he'd insist that all of its 24,000 physicians start using ChatGPT in their practice now. Pearl no longer practices medicine, but says he knows physicians using ChatGPT to summarize patient care, write letters, and even, when stumped, ask for ideas on how to diagnose patients. He suspects doctors will discover hundreds of thousands of useful applications of the bot for the betterment of human health. As technology like OpenAI's ChatGPT challenges the supremacy of Google search and triggers talks of industry transformation, language models are starting to show the ability to take on tasks previously reserved for white-collar workers like programmers, lawyers, and doctors. That has sparked conversations among doctors about how the tech can help them serve patients. Medical professionals hope language models can unearth information in digital health records or supply patients with summaries of lengthy technical notes, but there's also fear they can fool doctors or provide inaccurate responses that lead to an incorrect diagnosis or treatment plan. Companies developing AI technology have made medical school exams a benchmark in the competition to build more capable systems. Last year, Microsoft Research introduced BioGPT, a language model that achieved high marks on a range of medical tasks. And a paper from OpenAI, Massachusetts General Hospital, and Ansible Health claimed that ChatGPT can meet or exceed the 60% passing score of the U.S. medical licensing exam. Weeks later, Google and DeepMind researchers introduced MedPalm, which achieved 67% accuracy on the same test, although they also wrote that, while encouraging, their results remain inferior to clinicians. Microsoft and one of the world's largest healthcare software providers, Epic Systems, has announced plans to use OpenAI's GPT-4, which underpins ChatGPT, to search for trends in electronic health records. Heather Maddy, a lecturer in public health at Harvard University who studies the impact of AI on healthcare, was impressed the first time she used ChatGPT. She asked for a summary of how modeling social connections has been used to study HIV, a topic she researches. Eventually, the model touched on subjects outside of her knowledge, and she could no longer discern whether it was factual. She found herself wondering how ChatGPT reconciles two completely different or opposing conclusions from medical papers, and who determines whether an answer is suitable or harmful. Maddie now describes herself as less pessimistic than she was after that early experience. It can be a useful tool for tasks like summarizing text, she says, so long as the user knows that the bot may not be 100% correct and can generate biased results. She particularly worries about how ChatGPT treats diagnostic tools for cardiovascular disease and intensive care injury scoring, which have track records of race and gender bias. But she remains cautious about ChatGPT in a clinical setting because sometimes it fabricates facts and doesn't make clear when the information it is drawing on dates from. Medical knowledge and practices change and evolve over time, and there's no telling where in the timeline of medicine ChatGPT pulls its information from when stating a typical treatment, she says. Is that information recent, or is it dated? Users also need to beware how ChatGPT-style bots can present fabricated or hallucinated information in a superficially fluent way, potentially leading to serious errors if a person doesn't fact-check an algorithm's responses. And AI-generated text can influence humans in subtle ways. A study published in January, which has not been peer-reviewed, that posed ethical teasers to ChatGPT concluded that the chatbot makes for an inconsistent moral advisor that can influence human decision-making, even when people know that the advice is coming from AI software. Being a doctor is about much more than regurgitating encyclopedic medical knowledge. While many physicians are enthusiastic about using ChatGPT for low-risk tasks like text summarization, some bioethicists worry that doctors will turn to the bot for advice when they encounter a tough ethical decision, like whether surgery is the right choice for a patient with a low likelihood of survival or recovery. You can't outsource or automate that kind of process to a generative AI model, says Jamie Webb, a bioethicist at the Center for Techno-Moral Futures at the University of Edinburgh. Last year, Webb and a team of moral psychologists explored what it would take to build an AI-powered moral advisor for use in medicine, inspired by previous research that suggested the idea. Webb and his co-authors concluded that it would be tricky for such systems to reliably balance different ethical principles and that doctors and other staff might suffer moral de-skilling if they were to grow overly reliant on a bot instead of thinking through tricky situations themselves. Webb points out that doctors have been told before that AI that processes language will revolutionize their work, only to be disappointed. After Jeopardy wins in 2010 and 2011, the Watson division at IBM turned to oncology and made claims about effectiveness fighting cancer with AI. But that solution, initially dubbed Memorial Sloan Kettering in a Box, wasn't as successful in clinical settings as the hype would suggest, and in 2020 IBM shut down the project. When hype rings hollow, there could be lasting consequences. During a discussion panel at Harvard on the potential for AI in medicine in February, primary care physician Trishan Ponch recalled seeing a colleague post on Twitter to share the results of asking ChatGPT to diagnose an illness soon after the chatbot's release. Excited clinicians quickly responded with pledges to use the tech in their own practices, Ponch recalls. But by around the 20th reply, another doctor chimed in and said every reference generated by the model was fake. It only takes one or two things like that to erode trust in the whole thing, said Ponch, who is co-founder of healthcare software startup WellFrame. Despite AI's sometimes glaring mistakes, Robert Pearl, formerly of Kaiser Permanente, remains extremely bullish on language models like ChatGPT. He believes that in the years ahead, language models in healthcare will become more like the iPhone, packed with features and power that can augment doctors and help patients manage chronic disease. He even suspects language models like ChatGPT can help reduce the more than 250,000 deaths that occur annually in the U.S. as a result of medical errors. Pearl does consider some things off-limits for AI, helping people cope with grief and loss, end-of-life conversations with families, and talk about procedures involving a high risk of complications should not involve a bot, he says, because every patient's needs are so variable that you have to have those conversations to get there. Those are human-to-human conversations, Pearl says, predicting that what's available today is just a small percentage of the potential. If I'm wrong, it's because I'm overestimating the pace of improvement in the technology. But every time I look, it's moving faster than I ever thought. For now, he likens ChatGPT to a medical student, capable of providing care to patients and pitching in, but everything it does must be reviewed by an attending physician.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.